The crew walked carefully over to the table, pouring himself a beaker of wine. He brought his face close to the vixen's. His voice dripped sarcasm.
That's what I fully intend doing, my beautiful and beloved one. Meanwhile, you can sit here, where you are safe and comfortable. Oh, keep an eye on Gale Squirrel King, will you? I presume you weren't silly enough to have killed him in my absence.
Silvermore eyed him levelly.
Gale is not the problem. I had him tossed into one of his own dungeons. He could be dead or alive. I don't care. Now, are you going to hang about here until we both grow old? Or are you going to do something about Serena and her little truffin?
They remained for a moment, a hairbreadth apart, eyes locked. Then, as if on impulse, Nagru strode off to the window. He stared down at the horde rats, who were lying slumped on the stone courtyard, still warm from the day's heat. The foxwolf brought them scurrying upright as he howled down at them.
Sal Ghul, you and 40 others stay behind on guard. Blade Nose, Riv and I get the rest ready for a hunt. Mingo, Vengro, get my dirge callers ready.
The horde kept silent, mentally thanking the fates that they had not been chosen to be in charge of the fearsome dirge callers, the foxwolf's legendary trackers. Mingle and Vengro were speechless, their mouths dry with fear. Serena and Truffin rested beneath a willow on the stream bank, the infant sitting in his mother's lap. Their food lay untouched. Together they watched the comet streaking its brilliant tail across the soft dark night. Otter patrols swam, sleek and silent, back and forth on the broad stream, alert for any strange sound in their territory. Greenbeck, a big male, slid smoothly onto the bank beside the squirrels, dipping a bowl into the steaming pot of hot root and water shrimp soup, beloved of otters. He offered it with an encouraging smile.
Come on, Marm, try some, it's good.
Serena averted her eyes from the food.
No, thank you, friend. I cannot bring myself to eat, not knowing if King Gale is alive or dead.
Good victuals, Marm. Eating the little fellow will too. You must take care of him.
Greenbeck persisted, nudging the bowl forward.
Look at Iris. She don't know what's become of Rab, but she eats to keep up her strength. Iris won't give up hope, and neither should you, if you'll excuse me saying, Marm.
Serena smiled wanly at the loyal otter. Taking the soup, she broke fresh barley bread and dipped it in, saying,
Look, Truffin, supper. Make you big and strong.
The little fellow ate, staring up at his mother's face.
Where Papa and Uta?
Serena ate to avoid answering the question, but the good food stuck in her throat as tears overflowed on her face. Iris appeared at the Queen's side, patting her gently.